Imagine trying to repair the engine of, well, a heavily loaded bus while it's basically careening down a mountain road. And the steering wheel is being fought over by drivers who historically despise each other.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds like a total disaster waiting to happen.
Right. Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we are doing a deep dive into South Africa's medium-term development plan for 2024 to 2029.
And it is a fascinating document.
It really is. I mean, why should you care about a dense government PDF, right?
Yeah.
Because this is essentially a survival blueprint for a major nation at a totally critical crossroads.
Exactly. And they are operating under a brand new government of national unity.
Which is huge. Former fierce political rivals are now, forced to share power and govern together.
Yeah. And what's fascinating here is that this document isn't just some political wish list. It's a strategy to diffuse intense domestic crises, all while keeping the economy afloat in a pretty fractured global landscape.
It's basically a masterclass in high-stakes triage. So, to understand where the country is headed, we have to look at the engine pulling it forward, which is the economy.
Yeah, that's the MTDP's apex priority.
Right. They are targeting a 3.0% GDP growth rate by 2029. And it seems like they lean heavily on something called Operation Valindlia to get there.
Yes, Operation Valindlia.
Wait, what does that actually mean?
So it literally translates to open the way. And it's an initiative designed to clear these massive bureaucratic log jams.
Okay, like red tape.
Exactly. Because right now, the economy is choking. You've got failing electricity grids, paralyzed freight
Oh,
rail.
the bottlenecks?
Yeah,
Okay.
so Valindlia bypasses the red tape to force through structural reforms, things like allowing private companies to generate their own power or, run their own trains.
Wow,
If they
okay.
don't fix those specific blockages, I mean, the engines simply cannot run.
Okay, but here's my concern with that. Performing open heart surgery on a national power grid or, the marathon runner mid-race, that takes years.
Oh, absolutely.
Meanwhile, South Africa has this rapidly growing demographic pressure. Can these structural reforms realistically outpace that growth?
Well, it's an incredibly tight race, but honestly, the mathematical reality is that without enduring this painful economic surgery, funding the rest of the nation's goals becomes impossible.
Wow.
Yeah. If that 3% growth isn't unlocked, the treasury just runs out of gas.
Which brings us to the passengers on the bus. I mean, fixing the engine doesn't matter if the people on board are starving right now.
Exactly. And that leads directly to priority two, which is tackling extreme poverty.
And the numbers are heavy. A staggering 55.5% of the population lives in poverty.
Yeah, it's a massive challenge. But the document does note some pretty huge progress since 1994.
Right, the end of apartheid.
Yes. For example, household electricity access jumped from 58% all the way up to 90%.
Oh, wow, that is a big jump.
It is. But they are dealing with an immediate crisis now. So the state plans to evolve the Social Relief of Distress Grant, which was an emergency COVID measure, into a permanent basic income grant.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because with roughly 60% of the budget already being spent on the social wage, aren't they just stretching a shrinking pie?
And this raises an important question. It's this perilous tightrope walk between expanding urgent social protections and, well, maintaining fiscal sustainability.
Right, you can't just print money you don't have.
Exactly. Which is why the engine and the passengers are inextricably linked. If Valindlia doesn't grow the pie, the safety net collapses.
Okay, so we've got a struggling engine and desperate passengers, but you can't fix any of that if the driver's compromised.
Right. Priority three, rebuilding an ethical, capable state.
Because they are explicitly recovering from state capture, right? Where institutions were just hollowed out by corruption.
Yes, they want to professionalize the public service, and they are relying heavily on these Indlalamithi 2035 scenarios as a guide.
The scenarios. So what does this all mean? It feels like a national choose-your-own-adventure book.
That's a great way to put it. They are explicitly targeting the Weaver Work scenario.
Like a weaver bird building a nest.
Exactly. It represents intricate cooperation because they are desperately trying to avoid the vulture culture scenario.
Vulture culture sounds terrifying.
It is. It's a scenario of populist collapse, slow decline, fighting over scraps.
Right.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the Weaver Work success demands unprecedented cooperation across civil society, business, and, previously opposed political groups.
So whether you are watching global emerging markets or studying governance, This deep dive really shows how a democracy tries to balance immediate human survival with long-term structural reform.
Yeah, it's a monumental balancing act.
It really is.
Yeah.
The entire plan, all of this, relies on that Weaver Works scenario of intense political cooperation. But it leaves you with one major thought.
What's that?
What happens to this grand blueprint if the fragile government of national unity fractures tomorrow?